Dari palm uses of indigo. It is a luscious concept, the cross between violet and blue. The depths and disparities, dissolutions of the hue, asserting its own secrecies and shadow. I'm thinking about indigo. There is something in it about the subconscious compulsion to allow rhyme into sleep's hinterland. My cousin in an email reminded me that my 19th century great-grandfather created indigo dye from plants in India, manufactured it in carpets, traded on the sea in his own ships. He once fought for the British in the Indian Mutiny, but there is an indigo profound trajectory away from all that too. Finally, a monstrous typhoon from the Indigo Bengal Bay sank all his ships, killed his English wife and children. In Australia, he had her fair fine hair as his watch chain. After the typhoon in Bengal, he staunchly married again, my grandmother, whose blood was Indian. He named his second family after the first ones. In various ways, my grandfather was James Grimes Borthwick Maiden. His father's first wife was Betsy Scrimes, my grandmother Emma Borthwick. Her family's Indian names on the early certificates are phoneticised strangely, with one called Niger, some form of Naga, little town. There is again the merging indigo all his own. My family has a history of depressions, resurrections, a merging indigo bay of them. It has taken me a time to return today to the topic of Assange. Craig Murray's blog recounting the Old Bailey proceedings does not go into the details of his condition, but the Herald declares them shamelessly. Indigo suicide intentions, palpable hallucinations by an aspiring journalist who really doesn't like him. The prosecution suggests if they were genuine, he wouldn't have been able to survive with efficacy, expose things like collateral murder's audio, ignores that survival is a characteristic of depression. Until the indigo overwhelms, blends true, the inner and the outer howling through, indistinguishable from the twilight in the bay.